This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue today with the study which we began last time on the very important question, what does Jesus himself think of the church? The scriptural basis for our study today is found in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, beginning, "Wives, be in subjection unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, being himself the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives also be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for it, that he might sanctify it, having cleansed it by the washing of water with the word, that he might present the church to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish." Now, friends, these passages show us at least some insight into the great value which the Lord Jesus Christ places upon the church. I bring up this question because in the minds of many people, the church is not important. That is just sort of a peripheral idea which was thought up by the Lord as an afterthought. The importance of the church, then, is a greatly misunderstood subject. Many say the church is of little importance. But this is a human opinion and not a divine opinion. The only way you and I can know what the Lord thinks of the church is by what the Bible says. We cannot do it by our own philosophical reasoning. We cannot sit down and simply say, well, what do I think about the church? And therefore draw the conclusion as to what the Lord thinks about it. Last time, for instance, we pointed out that we can see the importance of the church by seeing what the Bible teaches about the fact that the Lord planned for it. The church was in the mind of God in eternity, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. He planned for it in the words of the prophets. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 to 4 makes clear that the house of the Lord, which of course is the church of the Lord, in as we read in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, that the house of the Lord would be established in the top of the mountains, that is, in the city of Jerusalem, and that all nations should flow into it. And in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus promised to build his church. He said this to his apostles, "Upon this rock, that is the truth, that he was the Christ, I will build my church." So we can see the importance of the church by the fact that Jesus planned it, that God Almighty planned it before ever the world was even created. And then secondly, we saw that we can understand something of the viewpoint or the value which God places upon the church by the fact that Jesus Christ died for it. In speaking to the elders of the church at Ephesus, Paul said, "Take heed unto yourselves and all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you bishops to feed the church of the Lord which he purchased with his own blood." Now, since we cannot be saved apart from the blood of Christ, it is therefore clear that since the blood of Christ went into the purchase of the church is essential to our salvation, that is, to being members of it. We further have seen that he loves the church. "Husbands, love your wives," Paul said, "even as Christ also loved the church." In fact, he loved the church so much that he gave himself up for it. Dying on the cross, Jesus was buying the church. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Now we come to point number 4 in our study, and it's based upon the 26th verse in this 5th chapter of the book of Ephesians. Here the Bible says, in regard to the church, that he, that is Christ, might sanctify it, having cleansed it with the washing of water with the word. Now this indicates that the Lord Jesus Christ cleansed the church and sanctified it. But we do not have time today to discuss this particular point, and so we'll just say that we've been so happy you've been with us today and hope you'll be with us next time as we continue our study of what Jesus thinks of the church. Until then, may God bless and keep you is our sincere prayer.